please rise. Join me in the salute to our flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. The clerk will now take the roll call.
Councilmember Watson.
Present.
Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Olson.
Here.
Councilmember Ingram.
Here.
Councilmember Mutchler.
Here.
Councilmember Birch.
Here.
Councilmember Goodrich.
Here. All present accounted for. Thank you, Council. Okay, this is next up is the public comment period. This is the period where members of the audience can speak to the Council on anything that's not on tonight's agenda. So would anyone like to come forward? Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, moving on. Before I move on to the rest of the agenda, I want to make sure you probably are wondering who the weird guy is sitting on the side of Sam. This would be our new public works director. Someday he'll probably have a name tag. And this is Chad Bennington, and we'd like to welcome him to the first time.
That's the last time we're going to be nice to you.
I asked him, he said no pipes broke today, so it's good.
Oh, good.
Okay, so
questions if you'd like to ask him at the end.
Yes, list.
Hold all your questions. Oh, yeah. Go see him. His office is always open. He has the biggest office in the, I think, yeah. Does he have the biggest office in the building?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Oh, maybe.
He has a sink.
And he has a sink. Okay.
It works.
Moving on in the agenda. At 6:01:34, I'm opening the Transportation Benefit District meeting, and before you will be the Transportation Benefit District Consent Agenda.
I move that we pass the consent agenda.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilperson Hanson and seconded by Councilperson Ingram to move that consent agenda forward. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Okay, so at 6:02:05, I will close the Transportation Benefit District, and Council before you is the regular consent agenda.
Move to accept.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilperson Ingram and seconded by Councilperson Birch. Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries 7-0.
Please try. It was something I said.
I haven't told you to say that. I'm trying to do this agenda where we verbalize it correctly.
You don't want to get a nasty email about not doing this properly.
Council, the public or the community development director has a long night of paperwork to get ready for the second round of a hearing, so we're allowing him to go home. He's promising that he's going home to do work and not doing anything fun.
Going back to City Hall.
We will be checking.
We'll checking.
Okay, moving on the agenda, ordinance on the fireworks restriction.
Thank you, Council. Before you is obviously an ordinance that you directed staff to prepare. The ordinance reduces the time frame for discharge of fireworks to July 4th. It also reduces the time for sale of fireworks for that to start to begin on July 1st rather than June 28th. And finally, the penalty is changed from a criminal penalty to a civil penalty. Related to a violation of that. It's in line with the other types of penalties we've been doing lately. It's where it's a $1,000 maximum and a $250 minimum penalty. Should you approve this evening, it will take effect 1 year from date of publication, effective date. So that actually, effective date of this ordinance will be next Monday. Effective dates are always 5 days after publication. This will be published Wednesday in the Ferndale Record. And so I'm obviously explaining that because this will not be this new code section will not apply to next 4th of July. It will, however, apply to the rest of the year after that, starting September, whenever that will be. And that includes New Year's, which we have that kind of new same standard. I should add that we kept in New Year's as the council asked. So 6 p.m. December 31st to 1 a.m. January 1st. That's the same as we had it before, but you guys wanted to keep that in the law. So if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer.
Okay, I see Councilperson Goodrich would be first, and then Councilperson Hanson and Watson.
My question was in Section D, where we talk about time of day. I thought we weren't going to specify a time of day. We were going to use the RCW's definition of times so that we didn't have to change it, or I thought that was the discussion.
What we wanted to make sure, my recollection was both things, that we wanted to make sure it complied with state law, and just on review, what's in there complies with state law.
Okay.
Councilperson Hansen?
I move the passage of the fireworks restriction as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, seconded by Councilperson Watson. Further discussion by council. Councilperson Olson?
This is feel-good legislation. It's not going to do anything. And what everybody's bitching about is already illegal, so I'm not going to support it.
Any further discussion by council? Councilperson Mutzler?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to amend to remove New Year's Eve as a permissible date, and I'll explain why if there's a second.
I'll second it for the conversation.
Okay, so it's seconded by Councilperson Watson. Councilperson Mutzler, it's your floor.
Yeah, and I, number one, I don't know if that was really discussed, that date. We focused on the 4th. You know, I would like to keep the 4th. I think it's important. I mentioned the a lot of people are involved in faith communities, churches and such, and symbolism and traditions and sacraments are important to that. But they get diminished when they're sort of diluted and used in other occasions. I was also moved by the testimony of people that don't like the damage it does to their lives with the noise and such, and I note that the New Year's Eve is something that happens at midnight, which is generally when most people are sleeping, and the 4th of July is earlier. It's, you know, people generally start setting things off when it gets dark. So I don't think we diminish or lose much by removing the 31st as well. I don't know if there's any support for it, but I do offer that amendment.
Okay. Councilperson Goodrich?
I can't support that. I mean, from where I lived in L.A., I'll take fireworks over gunfire any day, because on New Year's Eve was when everybody got out with their guns and just started shooting rounds off in the air. And I worked for the police department. We used to go hide under gas station canopies until about 15 after midnight, just because what goes up has to come down. So I'll take fireworks to gunfire any day.
Councilperson Watson, and then Mutzler.
I guess for me, I don't want to do any more restrictions than we need to. Right now, we're restricting it to July 4th because the summer has become an issue. So the state law lets them do it on the 31st. I'm willing to do that. For our neighborhood, we haven't had a problem. I don't know that too many people have problems on it. So I don't want to be any more restrictive than we need to be to deal with our own issues.
Okay. Councilperson Mutzler?
Yeah, I just have to ask. Councilmember Goodrich, are you suggesting Ferndale citizens are going to shoot guns if we do this? I mean, that's... I'm just kind of taken aback by that comment.
I think it's a society thing. You know, where I live, the Asian community got out with pots and pans and beat on pots and pans. I had Asian neighbors that did that, and I had other neighbors that got out with their guns, and you could hear the bullets landing on the roof.
Did you live in Watts? Where'd you live?
Just East L.A.
Okay.
East of L.A., south of where the Rose Parade is done.
Okay. No. Okay, further discussion, Councilperson Ingram, and then Birch.
I can assure you, if you live up on the hill, and you're awake at 12 midnight and 1 second, New Year's Eve, there is probably thousands of rounds of ammunition being burned up in the county, but that's right over the fence line from our house. So, I mean...
It's in the county.
It's in the county. Is there any in the city? Probably. But, boy, it sounds like... Kind of takes me back to some place I didn't like to be, because there's a lot of gunfire.
Councilperson Birch?
The New Year's Eve was discussed in the last council meeting, and I still want it to remain as part of the ordinance.
Okay. Would you like to, I know, so the audience, I mean, we have the amendment before you, and then the main motion. Would anyone from the audience like to come forward and speak on this issue? Anyone?
Bueller.
Bueller. Or against fireworks? Seeing none. Okay, yep. Council, any further discussion from you? We have the amendment before you. We'll vote on the amendment and the main motion. Seeing no further discussion on the amendment, which is to remove New Year's. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No. Aye.
Okay, so it appears that we only, Councilperson Mutzler?
Failed 1-6.
Yes. Failed 6-1. Okay, so on the main motion, any further discussion on that? Seeing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Councilperson Olson is the one, no vote on that.
Thank you, Council.
Okay. Council, on this next issue, this is we're going to bring forward a representative of the Central City Water Association.
Excuse me.
Budget amendment. I entertain a motion to approve the budget amendment. Do you want to explain it, or it's there?
Change something.
Administration made a change after the Wednesday committee meeting, so I asked our city clerk to take it off consent. That's the reason it's off of consent. And so I'm not sure which page it is in your handout, but it's the spreadsheet summary. And the thing that was changed was, you know, page 39, in the very bottom row on page 39 shows money coming into the library construction fund from leftover funds from the police station, where we borrow general obligation bond money. So there's money left over, police station construction fund. We have to spend it on a capital project. So previously, I showed on Wednesday that money coming from the police station going into the general fund to pay for the single entry new parking lot off 4th. And this current version in front of you has about half the money left over going toward to help out with the library payments for the final cost on the library. We'd only use it if all other funding sources are exhausted, meaning the Community Foundation. So that's why we pull it off consent.
Okay, discussion. Councilperson Birch?
I make a motion we approve this ordinance of ABA number 140906.
Okay, seconded by Councilperson Hansen. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries 7-0. Okay, next up is discussion on Central City Water Association Drinking Water State Revolving Loan Fund. As I am a customer of the Central City Water Association, I'm going to recluse myself, and I will turn the gavel control over to our Mayor Pro Tem, Councilperson Watson. I'm leaving.
All right. All right, the pizza annex, I think it needs to go. This is our chance, our 30 seconds.
All right,
we'll just stay focused. All right.
That's that gavel bag.
All right, staff, who's staff going to speak to it, or do we have an actual representative?
If you want to.
Yeah.
Well, if Jerry comes back in, we should all just look and say, well, he's saying it's gone.
Anyway, go right ahead.
I'll go over this briefly. We also have a representative from Central City Water Association here tonight, so if you have any questions. What I just passed out is, I think everyone here remembers that we have an agreement with the Central City Water Association to assume their water system. Our agreement is in two halves, so to speak. The first half dealt with the construction of Church Road, the abandonment of their line in Church Road, them giving us their water rights and deeding over their well property. So that's well underway. The second part of their agreement calls for when Central City is able to upgrade their system, that is the lines that go down the subdivision underneath the streets and the lines that go to the houses. Once Central City is able to upgrade that transmission system to city standards, then we would take it over. That is something that is going to take a fair amount of money and possibly a fair amount of time. I included one of the pages out of the agreement which talks about the possibility of Central City and the City of Ferndale collectively applying for drinking water state revolving funds. They're on a cycle. I mentioned in my administrator's report the deadline for that application is September 30th. This is something normally that we would have ran through the committees, but our first next committee is October 1st, the day after. So due to the timing, we brought it to you. What Central City is asking us to do is to apply for this loan. It's a low-interest loan. Right now, the state is actually giving an extra emphasis on what they call consolidations, where water districts become larger, parts of larger municipal water systems. So we believe that this will probably have a fairly good chance of
of Gideon favorable. There's $80 million available, and I'm not exactly sure of the dollar amount that we're going to be applying for. Right now, their consultants are putting those numbers together, and Mark, our finance director, is also working with them to put together other information for the application, number of customers, and a bunch of other things. If this agreement calls for the possibility of us cooperating with them, but it also states that we in no way would be held liable for the debt. Because the question, in fact, we hired a water rights attorney to draft this agreement, and I had a couple calls in to him to get some clarification on some issues relating to this. I've not heard back, but in essence, my questions for him are, if we get this loan, can we, if we wanted to, take over the system once they upgrade it and take over that debt with the understanding that the Central City Water Association is paying and will pay an extra monthly assessment? I want to verify with him that we will have the legal ability to assess that assessment. And perhaps more importantly, right now you may or may not be aware, state law, if you have a water, sewer, and storm drainage bill, and let's say the total of that is $300. If you pay $200, we, the city, have the choice as to where to apply it. We, as a normal sense, we apply it to storm, then we apply it to sewer, and the last thing we apply to is water. So if you have a $300 combined utility bill, you pay us $200, you still owe us for water because that $200 is not going to cover it. So we would have the ability to turn off your water. You can't pick which of your utilities you pay for to avoid water shutoff, because that's the one hammer we have, so to speak, to ensure payment. So the question I have for our attorney is, will we have the ability to also apply any short payments to assessments first and therefore have the water bill run up short? So I just want to verify that our legal standing does not in any way put any of the rest of our customers on the hook for this. The good news, bad news is that even if we apply for this loan, and let's say the answers come back not to our satisfaction, we don't have to accept the loan. So right now, in a lot of ways, it's a no harm, no foul situation. There is a deadline looming. We would like to apply for it. One important aspect, and this is not lost on me, and it's certainly not lost on Central City, is the current round of the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund applications allow for a 50% loan forgiveness. So if they apply for, say, $3 million, they can get $1.5 million forgiven right at the end of the project, which, of course, lessens their assessments, or at least would lessen the time that they would pay those assessments.
And the interest rate is really good, too.
And the interest rate is subpar interest rates, as we've seen on a lot of the other state loan programs. So I think this is a good opportunity. It did come rather quickly upon us. We did contemplate it in the agreement. And so what we're asking for tonight is permission to actually apply for this loan and continue working on the application. I'll continue to work with our water rights attorney to be sure that the city's interests are protected, and then we'll report back.
Councilmember Ingram, and then
I'm just curious, in the upgrade to their system, will they be upgrading their water meters to the same touch read that we are currently using?
The agreement calls for them to upgrade their pipes as well as their meters and the side services to our current city standards.
True. Thank you.
Councilmember Hansen?
I move the acceptance of the proposal to apply for the loan.
I'm assuming you need a motion from us.
Yeah, exactly. It could be consensus. It could be a motion. It's whatever form you feel is appropriate.
If we have a second, I'd like to have the first opportunity to speak.
Okay. All
second.
All right. So Paul.
Mike.
Go ahead.
I've forgotten the question.
Come on, old guy.
Water pipes.
Go to somebody else.
All right. Councilmember Birch.
If this heads south, how much are we talking about if we had to cover everything?
In fact, do you have an idea of, I know you've been working, this is a, no, I'm starting to go.
That's right. Dave Olson, the president of Central City, got stuck at work. So I'm the water operator for Central City, and I'm also the consultant and project manager for first step and second step, which we're working on. So the question was roughly how much money. It's approximately $2 million total for the project, and we've hired Reichart and EB to give us an estimate that would go into that project. Very, very, very conservative estimate, and you're allowed to ask for as much as you reasonably like in these. So if it's $2 million, we're asking for $2.5 million. You only borrow what you spend, and so that's a best estimate for you. And I just want to reiterate what Greg said. Until you sign the contract, you have the right to walk away. And the earliest we would realistically expect to sign a contract is February, and we're fully aware that there's a lot of details to work out, minor or major. So we really appreciate your consideration, and we cannot get the 50% loan forgiveness unless it's part of the consolidation, which has been, you know, thought out ahead. But that's a big chunk. That's a $50 assessment fee or a $25 assessment fee. It's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Hanson?
I remember. I am assuming that since all we've authorized is the application of the loan, that you will come back to us when it's time to accept the loan.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
At that point, we will know how much and all of the particulars of that.
Exactly. Zach, back, I wanted to add, too, that given the timing of the applications and it looks like we're probably talking about a 2016 construction period.
This is 2014.
Yes. This is 14.
Yes. So the timeline, and Greg's coming up to speed really fast. We really thank you for helping us with at least the application. The timeline for all of us to get more information is that the application goes into the end of the month. Approximately November, they come out with their draft list, and they take the $80 million and draw the line. And you find out pretty quick if you're above and below the line. Based on that, you're 90% sure of your funding. And then in January, they publish the final list, which includes loan forgiveness is a legal term they use instead of a grant. So it's the same thing. They just can't use that word anymore for this particular funding. So in January, we would find out exactly what we get and the time frame, and then they offer you formally the money in the form of a contract, and that would be probably February, March. And at that point, assuming we had jumped through all the hoops to satisfy the city's concerns, we would proceed. And one of the other things that was really encouraging, the state is really, really supporting that. So some of the advanced work that's required for preliminary engineering, archaeological and cultural and historical stuff that you're all probably familiar with having to do Church Road, they've actually given a $30,000 grant, since it has nothing to do with a loan, for Central City on its own to begin working with the city on the preliminary items as far as that will go. And so they're really supporting this project.
Greg, I did have a question. It said the city will not be responsible for any loans or loan repayment obligations unless specifically assumed and agreed in writing. So by joining in with them on this grant, we would be in writing at that point, taking on the obligation should they not be able to.
Yeah, it was contemplated in here that we could take on that mm-hmm. debt, but not necessarily. And so, yeah, that would be the decision point, whether we accept the loan. At that point, we would be taking on that debt. So
but by then we will know whether or not we can charge a set
exactly.
to
okay.
Central City okay. to pay that loan off.
Right.
For yeah. tonight's.
Okay. Are there any other questions for staff or Mr. Olson?
I have another comment if I get a chance.
Go right ahead, sir.
So the, you know, I lost. It's going around the room.
Let's
go with the last comment. Central City, since the president wasn't here, they really wanted to thank the council and the city. You guys have really gone out of your way to carry us through the Church Road project for a small association, and we just wanted to not only encourage you that the state is really standing behind them. There's been some concerns about some of the staff where this is really going to be a big surprise for the customers, and we just wanted you to realize that the customers with a better than 80% voted for themselves a $50 per month assessment starting this August, so they're already paying that in anticipation of a $50 per month debt service fee. So they're already a year or two ahead of that, trying to get ahead for some of the front-end costs. They've already imposed that on themselves, knowing that they have a lot to do. So they're being very proactive, and they just wanted to convey thanks to the council and the city staff for really helping through this difficult, long-time-coming transition that we hope will work out.
Our finance director, Mark.
Since we met last week, I've assembled all the data required from the city for the application. You know, rate history and that sort of thing, debt current debt service in our water fund, financials, that sort of thing.
Okay. Any more questions, comments?
Moving in a second.
All right.
Yeah, thought of my question. I jumped around here. You had mentioned that you were seeking some advice because you have a critical path item. If it turns out that that's not a possibility, we have to maybe go back to the drawing board. And so some of that information will allow us to decide at the last minute. We're preparing a parallel application, which doesn't have the loan forgiveness in it,
okay.
That if we have to go it on our own instead of $2 million with 100 or $1 million forgiven, we're at the $2 million, but we're committed to go forward. That's what the agreement says. So he's working really hard in timeliness to find out and make sure that this is likely. And that would be the direction, because without you and your support, we aren't eligible for that. So, thank you.
Any other comments? All right, we have a motion on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. We pass 7-0. That's my vote.
So, you're telling that the 7-2 would tear down the annex?
Yes.
Your piece is toast.
I do.
But a bunch.
The annex is gone.
Power to the people, baby. Sorry.
You should have left her in charge.
No better to leave me in charge of anything.
No matter how you do it, that's funny.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, moving
on. Next on the agenda, mayor comments. So I had a great volunteer work group of people from the Mormon Church help at the BMX park on Saturday morning. Did a great job. Please drive by and take a look. In fact, particularly go drive by and look at it from 1 to 5 this Saturday, and it's the first annual Dirt Jam. Write that down in all your school information. Great thing. I really do want all of you to look at it, because I'm amazed at what the youth of Ferndale has done with shovels and wheelbarrows, and you really can't appreciate it. Now you can drive by and appreciate it, because it's amazing, and they're going to have their first Dirt Jam meet. What that means or how they do that, I don't know if they score it 9 or 10, but it was a great thing. The one that Councilperson Watson and I spent the weekend at was Art in the Park. It was very successful. I think we need to make that event better. Some great information. Now, speaking of properties, and I'd like just a nod from Council. We've talked about cities having excess properties, and I've had two commercial real estate people look at three different properties, but I want to talk to you about Cascade Drive. Cascade Drive, I thought it was two lots. Both real estate professionals think that it's three lots for a total of $159,000. And they said, Gary, you really ought to talk to council and think about listing those, because lots in Ferndale are basically, people want them now. So I'd like to get your nod that I go to staff, I bring you maps, the history of that, what exactly can we do with the money, with what we paid it for, and what goes. So am I getting a nod to come back at the next committee meeting?
Where is it?
Cascade Drive, it's on the end of a cul-de-sac. Cascade Drive is off Vista, and you take a left just before the big gully, and then
right,
you head up
before city limits ends.
Yeah, right before city limits ends.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Back in that, it's on the left-hand side as you're going north.
Past Vista Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I know the last left.
Okay.
And both of them said, no, Gary, that's not two lots. We think that's three lots. So,
is that land that was originally set aside for parks?
Correct.
Open space, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. So, okay, we'll bring you pictures and staff and see what we can do that. And then the other two properties, we'll talk about the value later. Okay, moving on the agenda. That's it for mayor reports, council reports. Councilperson Goodrich and then Ingram.
I just want to say that I had a good season this summer with tours at Pioneer Park. It was fun to have the Art in the Park. Sunday we had 120 people come through the general store.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there because of that.
They're there for the ice cream.
Yeah, they were there. We sold out of ice cream. All the ice cream was gone by the end of the day. Somebody came in and bought the last floor right at the end. But that was kind of a neat partnership and thing. I kind of enjoyed being a part of that. And I look forward to next year's tour season.
Councilor Ingram.
Well, I was not at Art in the Park. My beautiful wife was, and she said it was a great success. I was home. Well, on Saturday, I
was doing some other things, but Saturday afternoon and all day Sunday I was canning pickles. So.
Good to know.
Right. Who needs pickles, go to his house. Okay, any other councilors? Councilperson Watson. Oh, I'm sorry.
Stacey sent me. Stacey, do you want to talk about Domestic Violence Month real quick?
A guest.
She sent me an email and asked me to tell you, and I've forgotten what she said.
She forgot what you said.
Well, it's about domestic violence.
Thank you. Stacey Miller, 5870 Malloy Avenue, employed by the Whatcom Domestic Violence Commission. So September 30th, as you recall with the STEP grant, we were one of the goals of the city and of the school district and of the commission was to bring internet safety information to the middle schools and then educate parents and community members about it. So September 30th at 6 o'clock at Ferndale or 6:30 at Ferndale High School, there will be a forum. There's an international speaker who will come. He's a police officer in Victoria, BC, and he's worked with different schools over the last 5 years giving that presentation. It's really interesting. It's a little terrifying, but you walk away with some great tips and feel like you know how to handle that issue and work with your kids. So that's September 30th. Then October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and so the commission is wanting to work with the city of Ferndale and the city of Bellingham to approach the downtown businesses in both communities to put up basically petition signs, you know, the petition signs that says, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Speak out, take action, and then it has some statistics in the corner. And they're further asking that council members and county commissioners and mayors put these signs up in their yards as well if they're comfortable doing that. And so we are trying to get the information out far and wide to people about this issue, and especially with the whole Ray Rice thing that's happening right now, it's kind of... seems like it's even more important to get that information while the iron is hot. So if you are interested in having a sign in your yard, you can email me. I'll give the email to Sam, smiller@dvcommission.org, and I will drop them off at the city or to your home. If you know of a way that I can approach businesses other than going door to door, which I will do, to get those signs up in the downtown core, let me know about that.
Have you talked to Ann at the chamber yet?
No, but I have an email out to Bertella, and I will talk to Ann tomorrow. She's on my list.
Let's do this differently. Let's put the council on the spot. You could drop them all at City Hall. Who on the council would accept a sign if we got it for you at City Hall?
Sure.
I would, but my condo association says we can't put stuff
sure.
like that
up. Do you have any friends that you can go see?
I have a friend, yes.
You have a friend. Thank you.
That's how you do it.
All right, thank you.
I'll do it if you want to waste a sign on church road.
Your neighbors on Church Road will see it, so that'll be good. All right, thank you.
I'll pass signs out on the main street
downtown
next to my shop.
Okay, yeah. So I'll bring some to you then, Carol.
Yeah, well, that works.
Thanks,
guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stacey. Councilperson Mutchler.
So if you're driving to Ferndale, you'll notice there's a robust conversation occurring about Ferndale Proposition 1 that will be on the ballot in November. And I've learned that it's going to be a forum or... let's call it debate, but it will be probably before the next council meeting, but I'm not certain the date yet. So the Record Journal and Mr. Reimers is helping to put that together, so kind of keep your ears open. Probably be held in here, council chambers. So when that's done,
he appears to be really on top of it.
Yeah.
We're going to debate.
Okay, any other council reports? Councilperson Ingram.
Just one more quick thing for those of you who know about it or care about it or don't care about it. This week, the 15th through the 22nd, is National Drive Electric Week.
What is it? Drive Electric.
Drive Electric.
Really?
Yep.
And is that the first annual, or?
No, it's, I think this is a 6. Yeah, we've been doing it for a while.
A rousing celebration by all.
Are there fireworks?
Hopefully not.
That's by Tesla.
Especially not for Tesla. No fireworks. Okay, any other council reports as we dive deep down in despair?
No.
Okay, going to department reports. Finance director.
Nothing.
City administrator.
All set.
Community development director left, and we're glad of it. Clerk.
Wow.
Public works, new guy.
Nothing at this time.
Good job.
Good
and
job.
Police is not here. So
that brings up the question. What was going on at the police station all weekend?
I asked too. I didn't know.
Training? Some kind of training?
Surprisingly, they don't tell me everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really secret.
It's very secret.
Well, I drove by there Saturday after about 9:30 on my way down to what I was doing Saturday morning. There had to be 30 cars in that parking lot.
Obviously, a need to know basis.
These are the EOC for training. It was some kind of fire.
Anniversary
thing. I think it was for the fire. I think they were using that as a.
Could have been.
As a head.
Oh, were they?
Certainly, we have enough equipment in this town over that. Okay. Pursuant to RCW 42.30.110F, we will now enter executive session after we sign the paper for all the high school students. The session will last approximately 30 minutes. No official action will be taken after the session. So we'll close this meeting.